បើបើមិញពុះទៅណាពុះសើអូខេហ្នឹងពុះ
ហ្នឹងមែន
អត់ទេពុះសើទៅណាមិញអត់ឯងលុបអានឹងចេញអើមកយ៉ាងវិញយ៉ាង
Thank you, Madam Chair, for giving me the floor. First, let me express my appreciation to Madam Greenspan for her speech, and Mr. Paul for presenting the report. At the outset, the G77 and China would like to recognize the continuous efforts of UNCTAD to fulfill its mandate as outlined in the Doha Program of Action, especially the paragraph 299 and the Bridgetown Covenant regarding support for the least developing countries. The group would like also to acknowledge the positive impacts of donors in supporting the implementation of the Doha Program of Action for the LDC. The group of 77 and China also wish to recognize the importance of the topic discussed under the research and analysis pillar. And we appreciate the member state contributions to the conclude that conclude in the adoption of agreed conclusion as mandated by the Accra Accord. Indeed, we should view this outcome as part of a continuous process building on previous progress. During the previous cycle of meetings, based on the economic development in African report and the LDC report, we address two key issues: the need for industrialization in commodity dependent countries and the importance of securing access to financial resources for vulnerable countries to mitigate the negative impacts of climate challenges. These concerns are not only relevant to LDC, but also to the G77 as a whole. The group takes note of the Global Crisis Response Groups and looks forward to receiving update on its evolution and results, with a view to serve the needs of this organization, particularly in supporting LDC and advancing the implementation of Doha Program of Action. Moreover, the groups appreciate UNCTAD's ongoing support to LDC and other vulnerable countries, recognizing its critical role in providing intellectual inputs, narrative building, and technical assistance to build resilient and foster sustainable development. In addition, we value UNCTAD's works on assisting graduating LDC in providing vulnerability profile, productive capacity assessment, and other holistic programs that are vital for LDC to achieve a smooth, sustainable and resilient graduation trial. In addition, the group recalled that paragraph 308 of the Doha Program of Action mandated UNCTAD to address the challenges faced by LDC. To contribute to the implementation of the Doha Program of Action and also underline for UNCTAD to maintain its capacity to the end. With reference to this mandate and to the paragraph 9 of the agreed conclusion at the 88th session of the Working Party on Program Plan and Program Performance, Item 3, the group also requests UNDAP Secretary to explore assessing new funding resource, new funding sources pertaining to the program of action for in for its activity supporting LDC. We also wish to re-emphasize the importance of technical cooperation program as a complement to the work undertaken in the research and analysis pillar. In this regard, we commend UNDAP for aligning its project with the national development strategy of recipient countries. In closing, while it is impossible to readily address all the elements mentioned in the report, we believe that the works of UNDAP is deserving of recognition. We encourage donor countries to continue supporting UNDAP effort in favor of the LDC. I thank you, Madam Vice Chair.